Chazar zeichen nishu bechach chesach shvarim lama yehudim esach 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 daf lamed gimel. Mishnah said niktam lo yishay ulubar chinenah said if the top of the hadas was chopped off but a berry grew in its place, it's kosher. Rami asks, what's the halacha if the top was chopped off before Yom Tov and the berry grew on Yom Tov? Does the concept of dichui apply to mitzvahs, and since it was possible, the sari Yom Tov remains possible or not? In fact, Gemara, you should be able to answer that from a Mishnah which says that if the wind covered the blood of a chay or a bird whose blood has to be covered for the mitzvah kisei adam and it then became uncovered, one must cover the blood again. The Gemara there asks, the blood shouldn't have to be covered again because the blood was covered and has the status of a dichui mitzvah and therefore shouldn't have to be covered at a later time, even if it became uncovered later. A papa answered, we don't apply this concept of dichi to mitzvahs. Rav Yirmiyah should have learned this from Rav Papa that we see you don't apply dichi to mitzvahs. Mara said he was unsure whether Rav Papa actually held this way and would taka say so even over here where it leads to a kula that you can use the hadas, or maybe he only held this way out of suffik and he would only hold this way lechumra. And so this question remains a teku. Mar says, maybe the idea of whether we apply dicha to mitzvah is actually machlagis among tanoim. The Braisa says, if someone pulled off the berries from the hadasim on Yom Tov, Rabbi Lozer ben Tzadik says, the hadasim are posel. Rabbanan say it's kosher. Now, presumably all say that we learned the halachas of the arba minim, lulavesar, hadasim, and aravas from Sukkah. That day too must be tasav alemin ha'osui. That the arba minim must be kosher at the same time that they're bound together, not first after they're being bound together. So based on this, the Rabbanan must hold that we don't apply the concept of dicha to mitzvah. Rabbi Lozer ben Tzadik holds that we do. Mar says, it may be that all hold that we do not apply dicha to mitzvahs. The machloikis may be whether we learn the arba minim from Sukkah, that the arba minim also have to be tasav alemin ha'osur or not. Another teretz, the machloikis may be whether or not the lulav hadasim and aravas need to be bound together to be valid. Rav Elazar ben Tzadik holds that they have to be bound together, and also learns from the Sukkah that they have to be tasav alemin ha'osur. The rabbanan say that they don't have to be bound together altogether, and therefore they don't even get involved in that. The Gemara learns from Abraisa that even according to the Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Yehuda and hold that one need not bind the Arba Minim, they would still hold that there's a mitzvah to bind them under the concept of Zakeli Vanveyu to beautify the mitzvah. Misha said, Rav Chista said in the name of Rav, the berries are only problematic when they're all in one place. However, if they're spread out in a few different places, the hadas will be kosher. Rav asked, if it's spread out in two or three places, it will make the hadas look like it has black dots and shall surely be possible. Rav Chista must have said that it's only possible if the berries are black. However, if the berries are green, it won't be possible because they're the same color of the hadas and therefore they're less noticeable. Rav Papa added, red berries have the status of blackberries. The Mishnah said, in miyatan kosher. In fact, Mara, when did he remove the berries? If he did it before the hadas was bound to the lulav, it's obvious as kosher. If he did it after it was bound, the hadas should be possible as the hadas was possible when it was bound. If it's still kosher, we should learn from over here that we don't say dicha to mitzvahs. Mara says, he's talking about where he removed the berries after the hadas was bound to the lulav, but it was before Yom Tov. The binding before the onset of Yom Tov is only a preparatory act, because the mitzvah begins when Yom Tov begins. Therefore, we would not say dicha over here, because it's only said that's only said when it was possible at the time that the mitzvah began. Over here is before Yom Tov, the mitzvah has not yet begun. Mishnah said, "V'ein mimatan b'Yom Tov." In fact, the Mishnah suggests that if one went ahead and removed the berries on Yom Tov, it would be kosher. Now, when did the berries become black and therefore make the hadas possible? If it happened before Yom Tov, that would mean that the hadas was possible at the onset of Yom Tov, and we should learn from over here that we don't say dicha to mitzvahs. If the berries became black after the onset of Yom Tov, we should learn that if something is fit and then becomes unfit and then becomes fit again, that it remains kosher. We don't say dichoy, at least in that case. Or it says, talking about the cases that became black before Yom Tov. So in Echanam, we could tackle learn out that something that's possible at the onset of the mitzvah does not become dochi forever. However, we can't answer the other situation of where something was fit and then unfit and then fit again, whether that would have dichoy or not. Braisa says, one may not pick off the berries on Yom Tov. Rabbi Elazar, son of Shimon, says, it may be done. Gemara, he's fixing something on Yom Tov. So how could Rabbi Elazar say that he's allowed to be done? And Gemara, he's talking about where he picks off the berries to eat them. And Rabbi Elazar holds like his father that something done without intent is mutter. He's fixing the hadas without the intent to do so. Abaye asked Rava, both say that Rav Shimon would agree. I'm sorry, Abaye and Rava both say that Rav Shimon would agree that when the unintended result is certain to happen, it's aser. So why is the mutter over here? Mar says the person has other hadasim to use. Therefore, it's not considered like he's fixing the hadas because he has another one to use and therefore he doesn't need this one. Zakmar Abraisa says if the binding became undone on Yom Tov, he should retie them by simply wrapping them together without a knot. Why can't he make a bow? Zakmar Abraisa follows Rabbi Yehuda, who says that for purpose of Shabbos, tying a bow has the same status as tying a knot. Zakmar Rabbi Yehuda says the lulav has to be tied with a knot in order to be yaitzah. So how could he just tie, just wrapping them together? How is that enough? Mar says the Tana of the Abraisa holds like Rabbi Yehuda regarding the status of a bow, but he does not hold like him regarding the binding of a lulav. Zakh the Mishnah, and a rubber that's stolen or is dried out is pasul. A rubber from an asherah tree from Erin Edachas is also pasul. And a rubber whose top has been chopped off or whose leaves have been torn off, or from tzafzafa, and a rubber that has round leaves, we'll learn, is also pasul. If its leaves are somewhat dried out, or some of its leaves have fallen off, or in a rubber that grew in a field not near a river, those are kosher. Zakh the Gemara Brisa says, the pasuk says, arve nachal, it teaches that the rubber should come from one that is grown near a river. Another interpretation is that the rubber should have long leaves like a river. A Brisa says, the pasuk says arve nachal. How do we know that even an arava that grew in a field or in the mountains is kosher? Or says the pasuk says arve in plural form to teach that all types of aravas are kosher. Abishal says the plural form teaches that aravas are needed for the lulav, and aravas are needed for another mitzvah as well. That's why it's plural, for the lulav and for another mitzvah. What's the other mitzvah? To use them to walk around the mizbeach on Hashanah Rabbah like we do Hashanahs. In fact, Mar, how does the Tanakhama learn the second mitzvah of Abishol? Mar says, he says, he doesn't have to learn it from a pasuk.